afternoon, Exotic Set. This is Emily.
Now, good day. My name is Cheryl Gore. We have a little cockatiel that we'd like to book in an appointment for, but he's been seen to all the years at Unusual Pet Vet in Chermside. And he's got quite a history. He's sort of on liver support, kidney heart. He's got all kinds of problems.
Goodness me. Well, how it goes is you just give them a ring because you need to give consent to have the history sent over, and it's as straightforward as that. Now, in regards to an appointment, when were you wanting to book him in for?
As soon as possible, actually.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I do have – look, I've got, like, this afternoon, I've got, like, a 20 past four.
I wonder. So I would have to I can't know. We got the car service and everything.
I can do tomorrow.
Tomorrow afternoon, sometime.
Yeah.
After 3, if it's possible.
Not a problem at all. I can do 3 o'clock for you, or I can do.
3 o'clock is good. 3 o'clock.
Wonderful.
Good.
Now we haven't seen any of your pets before. So I'll grab some details, make a file. What was your first name?
Cheryl, Sherryl.
And your surname?
Gore, Gore.
And your email address?
Mangoes, MANGOES, _7.
Yep.
At pm.me. P for Peter, M for Mark, .M for Mark, E for Edward.
Wonderful. And your number you're calling from, is this your best contact?
Yes, it is, yeah. 0422-483-430.
And what's your home address?
21 Circuit Road, C-I-R-C-U-I-T Road, Kawongba, K-U-R. WONGBAH.
Beautiful. Now, what is your, was it a cockatiel, did you say?
It's a little cockatiel, yes.
Yeah, what's his name?
Millie, M-I-L-L-I-E.
Okay.
It's actually a male, we think, but we named it and then it was too late.
That's okay. And how old is Millie?
Let me ask my daughter. I'd say 8 years. At least 8 years old.
Yeah.
Yes, actually.
And what colour? We just this plain...
Yellow, orange chick.
Yep.
And tell me, would people there have experience with attaching a little crop vest? To birds?
A little what, sorry?
A crop vest. So because one of the issues he has, and that's what's been happening, excuse me talking about them, but at Unusual Pet Vet, they had a big changing of the guard. So our vet that used to do it.
Yeah, Dr. Adrian?
Jack. Dr. Zach.
Oh, yes. He's gone down to Sydney, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's gone to Sydney.
Yes.
So he did it perfectly every time, but they've now put on the crop vest 3 times and we keep on having to go back there. And Millie, the 1 minute he can't even walk up the ladder and stuff like that. So we were just wondering whether you guys have experience with putting on a little crop vest.
Like our vets are experienced with that sort of stuff.
Good.
For it to be so small, don't know. We'll give them a challenge. But we'll just, we'll see how we go. Now it's really wonderful. All right, so we've got 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. And I'll get them. So do they send it to you via email or
they
how do they
send?
Yeah,
and they'll have my email address. What I'll get you to do is also let them know that you have an appointment at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
3 o'clock.
So that way it can put a put a torch under their bottoms and they can set it free quickly.
I think they need one. Okay, thank you so much.
That is
thank
all
you.
Good. We'll see you then.
Okay.
Bye.
See you. Awesome. Bye.